Well, hello everybody. Welcome to T-Bird Talk.
Join us as we explore the world of Circle Public Schools, sharing inspiring stories, delving into the inner workings of our district, exploring innovative education, and celebrating the achievements of our students and educators.
Whether you're a student, parent, educator, or just passionate about education, T-Bird Talk is your go-to source for community conversations and behind-the-scenes insights. Get ready for a journey into the heart of Circle Public Schools, where excellence meets innovation. I'm Superintendent Don Potter.
And I'm Sarah Potter, Director of Community Relations and Development. Today, we're here with Mrs. Reinhart, Ms. Redondo, Mrs. Mosier, and Mrs. Eldridge.
Thank you guys for being here today. You know what? We're towards the end of the school year, and so exciting, right? Like, to have a full year under our belts in Circle. And so, wanted to kind of get some insight from you guys for our podcast today to kind of share with other people what Circle's about, what some advice you can give for them, and, you know, just how fun it was this year. So the first question, then whoever wants to go first can answer this. I may put you under the spotlight and ask you to go, but let's just make this a good conversation between all of us. So what made you choose to come teach at Circle, and how did that match up with your expectations?
I can go first. This is Mrs. Reinhart. I teach 7th grade science at the middle school, and I've been around Circle Public Schools for a while now, and just seeing how all of the schools are so connected and the community is so involved in everything we do here, and yeah, that's really why I wanted to come be part of these cool things that are happening.
I'm Mrs. Redondo. I teach vocal music, grades 7 through 12. And for me, I came to Circle because I wanted to have the experience of teaching upper grade levels, especially high school music. That was always my dream. And I was very impressed right away with both Mr. Holguin and Mr. Carroll in the interview process, and how attentive they were and quick to respond to me. And I could tell that this would be a good place for administrative support. So that's what appealed to me about Circle.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Mosier. I teach first grade at Oil Hill. Yeah, I'm formerly a Nyberger, so I have lots of family connections with the Circle School District, both my parents being in the school district. Growing up in it, I loved it. It was home and it was family to me. So coming back was a no-brainer. When I had the opportunity and decision to, I felt like God was leading me in that direction. And it has completely matched that expectation of mine, which has been amazing.
And what about you, Mrs. Eldridge? Your role is a little bit different as the learning and intervention director. Talk about why did you come to Circle, and how did it match up with those expectations?
You know, for a very long time, there was so much involvement that I had in the Circle community without even knowing. I had a lot of family and friends who lived in the Circle district, and I heard nothing but positive things, that it was a family atmosphere. The superintendents were wild and involved all the time. You would know who they were. The buildings were always very welcoming when I would need to stop by for staff development when I was working in previous districts. And so it just always brought a family feel, and family is my life. And so knowing that I could have that involvement as well really was impactful to my decision on applying and eventually being blessed with the position. So it's been very good.
How would you describe the culture at Circle Public Schools in the building, the district, and students? Any of you can take that, or all of you can.
So I'll talk about it. I feel like being able to go into each building or campus on its own, they all have their individual quirks and quirkiness that I love. They all have the family atmosphere. But they all do things in a very positive light, and students are always first. And I love that the admin continue to advocate not only for their families, but for the teachers as well. And so each building has their own uniqueness, but they all bring that Circle feel, and it's nice to see.
I think one thing that really sets us apart in this district is our kids. I think that the students have an exceptional work ethic in this district, I think that a lot of that comes from really good parents, and you know, we work with a lot of good parents here too, and people who are involved in the community who support them. But the kids in the Circle District do everything. They're involved in sports, they're involved in arts, they're involved in internships. They do so much, and they seem to really love everything they do. And I think that something that sets apart Circle because of that is there's a lot of collaboration between mm-hmm. coaches and staff and helping each other out, because we all teach all the same kids. And so we can, you know, I can reach out to Coach Clothier and be like, hey, you know, here's some things that came up with some of your football kids in my class this week. Could you talk to them about it? He'll be like, sure thing. He comes to our class and sings with us. Mm-hmm. You know, I love going to the football games and supporting my kids there. And I had the opportunity to be on the supplemental committee this year. Mm-hmm. And that really showed me how valued each and every activity is. And literally, people sitting around the room and discussing, this person is so valuable, this position is so vital to us. And that just happened again and again. And I don't really see a hierarchy of, you know, this is the top tier, this is the bottom tier. Everyone really seems to be valued here.
Awesome.
Well, and I do think there's different like vibes in different buildings, because I work at the middle school and at the high school. And it is very different at the middle school and the high school. But I mean, I like both of them. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's your building like? Like, what's the vibe there?
One thing that I love about Oil Hill, I student taught there, and then I was able to get to go back this year. And so it's really fun to have both the balance of a community of teachers where things can be so fun and so uplifting and encouraging, as well as so passionate about what you're doing, because you don't want to be so serious where you get lost in what you're doing and you're not uplifted and encouraged by your coworkers and by the kids obviously. So I think that I love the balance of fun, encouraging, just good times, as well as like, okay, we're gonna do this for the kids and take it seriously, because we love it and it is fun what we do.
With all that in mind, if you had to use one word to describe Circle, to describe your experience at Circle, what would that be? And we can give you some think time. We can like marinate for a while.
I think you asked us this at one of the earlier, the like new teacher assembly maybe, and the word I used.
I probably have, because yeah. I like that, because it does make you commit to what you believe.
Yeah, and I think what I said for that was home, which I think is so true, not only in a geographical set point, but also just with the feeling of being home, and where it's, when you're at Circle, it's where you feel at home and that your heart truly is because of the people there. So I would stick with that word for Circle.
Thank you.
I like that word, Jesse. My word that I chose at the beginning of the year was collaboration, and still, like, we need our teammates, and they've helped me out so much this year. I think that, yeah, that would be my word still. Collaboration.
I like both of those words, and Circle is definitely not my geographical home. I've lived all over the country, but I do feel very much at home here. And so I think, for me, the word that came to mind was nurturing. I think that the district really goes above and beyond to nurture the staff, to nurture the students, and to continue to like build on itself. I don't think that, you know, even though I've only been here a year, I can tell this is not a place where things have stagnated. We're constantly growing and developing and building on things.
Well, and to piggyback off that, a word I would choose is passion. I think a lot of times, from the superintendent to the admin to the teachers to the students, they're so passionate about Circle and what we do here, and the advocation for what's best for kids and what's best for teachers just shines bright in our district. So I would say on all of that, yeah, absolutely, a home feel, that collaboration, you know, nurturing in the way that we do business, and the passion that comes with all of it is really good.
Well, we have a couple more questions for you. What helped you feel most supported as a new teacher here at Circle Public Schools? And I know, Heather, you kind of mentioned that, you know, the nurturing, but let's be, if we can, more specific to our new teachers coming in to, because I hope they'll be listening to this to kind of gather some of that and then get some advice from you guys here in the next question.
For me, it was great to see how vocal the teachers were right off the bat in meetings. Everybody was willing to speak up. People were willing to disagree with each other and to resolve things out loud and in the open. And that to me showed that there was no fear of repercussion and judgment based on, you know, differences of opinions. And it's a really welcoming space to have those kinds of, you know, healthy conflicts that lead to progress. And so that was actually one of the best ways that I felt welcome, was walking into a staff meeting and being like, wow, people can really say what's on their mind here, you know, like, and,
sure.
You know, and everybody, again, it is a family in the sense that we got a lot of different personalities in this district and nobody is excluded because of that. And that's really, really special.
Well, and it allows a sense of vulnerability in yes. those conversations and a safe space to be able to do those things. And I think, honestly, it's so when you walk into a building and I get to go into all of them, you know, people are so welcoming. And that was one amazing thing, is just building those relationships with, you know, your colleagues and those people you work with. And, you know, after that relationship is built, I feel like it's so easy to be able to go into each room and enjoy to get to see all the things you guys are doing. And so absolutely the relationships and the vulnerability was good.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, just being able to lean on my team, the seventh grade team has been so helpful and supportive this whole year. I feel like I've just been part of the group the whole time. And yeah, just knowing that I can go to them with questions about anything and knowing that they're not going to, yeah, judge or mm-hmm. say anything to me, that, you know, so that's been really the best thing. And my admin has been also really supportive too. Mm-hmm. Mr. O'Gain and Mr. Baum have made the transition really easy.
I agree, just about teamwork and having that team. I love my hallway at Oil Hoofs K through 2, and I can go to any person in that hallway and ask a question to and know they're going to be supportive and be there for me. So I think that's really important.
So preparing for next year, we have a new batch of teachers. Some of them will have already been in the classroom. Some of them will have never had their own classroom. Do you have any advice for them to prepare for Circle orientation? You know, how does Circle set up their orientation? You know, what can you tell those people coming in to kind of put their mind at ease? It's mid-July. What would you tell them?
So I guess for me, I like to be really ultra-prepared and know exactly what to expect, but you don't have to have it figured out on day one, and just being open to new learning and making connections with people and working together, I think, was the biggest thing for me, because people are going to help you a long way, and yeah, it's going to be okay.
And I agree with that. I think one big thing too, as a new educator, and even as those who have been seasoned in this job, is that it's okay to say you don't know what you don't know. And there's so many people in our district that are going to just come and help and encourage and build you up on things that you might need support with, or things that you're doing well that will still encourage you in. So it's okay to say you don't know what you don't know. And coming into this, being able to ask questions and get those answered. And if you don't feel like they were answered, continue to ask so we can support that.
Yeah, and you also need to know everyone's name by the end.
Yes.
I make sure of that, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny you remember that.
I think, I personally really struggle with change. Mm-hmm. So I had a hard summer transitioning from my last job to this job. And I came into new teacher orientation kind of with a lot of walls up. Just really not knowing what to expect. And I think, you know, if there's somebody that needs to hear it, it's really okay to let those walls down here. And I think if I were to do it again, new teacher orientation, I loved new teacher orientation. It blew my mind. I'll be totally honest. It was the best orientation ever. No pressure, guys. But but I think that bring your very best self to this place. Like bring all the goals of the teacher that you've always wanted to be, and let the staff here support you to become that, because you will be supported in your creativity, and you will be supported not to just be a mold of something else, but to be you and to bring yourself to the students. I think that that's the best way to prepare, is to, you know, do your best to let any guards down and just bring your very best self to Circle.
And along with that, knowing it's okay to not be perfect, like Kelsey was saying, too, yeah. And to to admit fault and learn from it and do better.
Well, I appreciate you guys being here today. And more importantly, I appreciate you being here at Circle, helping our kids thrive. And it's kind of emotional for me to sit here and listen to you guys talk about how well it went this year. And knowing that their support from an admin, their support from teachers. And that's what we want. We want new teachers to be able to come in and take risks and learn and love on kids and just grow. Because ultimately that's where we're going to get the best academic pieces from our students, is allowing teachers to fly and thrive and do the things that they need to do in order for them to be successful. Because we're not going to get it all right, but you're not going to get everything right ever if you don't take the risks and try new things that allow your kids to become the best that they can be. So I appreciate your guys' commitment to all of that, and thank you for being here today. And I know this is going to be great information for our new staff coming in to get them prepared to be in Circle. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
To stay up to date with what's going on with Circle Public Schools, make sure to follow us on Facebook. That's CircleUSD375, and visit USD375.org. If you're a parent or a guardian, make sure to check out our information sent to you through Parent Square.
Do you have a question for us or a suggestion for an episode? Email us at media@USD375.org. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks again for joining us for the latest episode of T-Bird Talk. And as always, Thriving 375. See you later.